Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Today's Wisdom for Women is Proverbs 14, verse 6. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. The mocker. Who is the mocker in this world? And why is it they can actually seek and study, but true wisdom eludes them? Why is that? Wealth, intelligence, age, or education can't grant you either maturity or wisdom. Again, why is that? Bottom line reason is the mocker mocks God. They mock moral absolutes. They mock the Bible and call it unreliable, although they've never read it. They mock their need for a savior because they mock the concept of sin. It's interesting. Many mockers will deny there's a heaven or hell, but if asked where they will go when they die, they say heaven. Often along the same mindset, they might have a bumper sticker that says, "Save the whales," and also one that says, "Protect the right to abort." Save a whale, kill a baby. But of course, this makes perfect sense to them. Does it not seem strange that many who reject the Bible will pick up a book with a conglomeration of New Age fables like The Secret and think it's profound? Why is that? Because the mocker seeks wisdom, but finds none. So what is the true key to unlock the storehouses of wisdom and knowledge and discernment? The fear of the Lord. Proverbs 9:10 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.